My name is Leighton Leisner. I'm with the Arizona Cotton Research and Protection Council. I'm the staff director there. The comments I have today on our program are going to be fairly brief. We have a long record of data in the proceedings of the Beltwide, where a lot of the fine details can be found if a person is interested. We're nearing the end of pink bollworm eradication in Arizona and several other areas of the U.S. We haven't had any captures in several years, but we are in a continuation mode of confirmation of eradication to try to ensure that this insect is gone from our growing areas and it will remain that way. In the beginning of the program, we ran Arizona in three different distinct regions, Area 1, 2, and 3. Area 1 starting in 2006, Area 2 starting in 2007, and Area 3 starting in 2008. In a comparison, and this is just to demonstrate the confirmation of eradication plan as we step down gradually over time, the level of trapping that we do. In 2014, we ran almost 3,000 pink bollworm traps. Of course, we had many more acres that year, but this year in 2015, we had a little over 1,300, almost 1,400 traps for pink bollworm. In 2014, we surveyed 167,000 acres of cotton in Arizona. In 2015, we were down to 106,000 acres, so a little over 40% reduction in cotton acres from 2014 to 2015. As you can see, the last native capture we had was in 2012. That moth was captured in April in the Yuma area in a BT field that had been BT, or all the cotton around it the previous year had been BT cotton. At the time, the cotton was not hostable and was in conjunction with the last known population captures in Mexicali, which is the closest, or San Luis Mexicali in Mexico, which are the closest growing areas outside of the U.S. I believe that was also the last year they had captures in those areas. We've not seen a larvae in boll cutting or boll incubation activities since 2009. In conjunction with our regular field trapping, we've also run desert line traps across the southern and western edges of Arizona for many years. At one point, we had approximately 70 moths per trap per week caught in these traps. And in recent years, in the last 5 years, that's been zero. So another way to demonstrate the dramatic reduction in pink bollworm populations in these combined areas. My phone wanted to get in on the presentation, even though it's on mute. Excuse me. And as a trend over time, we've seen cotton acres in Arizona gradually decrease. Many things contributing to this. Commodity prices, water, cotton price. As we all hope that cotton price will turn around and we'll see an increase in cotton acres in the future at some point. But this is where we're at right now. This is what we're faced with. But we are nearing the end of a very successful pink bollworm eradication program, and we hope things continue as the same. If there's any questions, be happy to answer them. Thank you very much.